1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Major concerns about housing, healthcare, transportation, and social isolation are mounting for seniors across Wisconsin, and they're calling on lawmakers to act. That's according to a grassroots coalition coined as the Senior Empowerment Project. Volunteer Marge Rogenbach says they're seeing a consistent theme across both urban and rural communities. Many older adults lack the resources to age in place.
People would like to stay in their homes. That's not always feasible. We don't have enough staff for our nursing homes, so I don't know how we can possibly have enough staff that are helping people stay in their homes when they need help, but it is a priority.
Rogenbach says many are also worried about being able to keep up with property taxes and maintenance for their homes. The group's planning an event in Baraboo in July to advocate for funding. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella says the company's new data center in Wisconsin is a model for reducing impact on the environment. Speaking at Microsoft Build 2026, Nadella says their Racine County facility will only use the same amount of water as a single restaurant would over the course of a year. Pizza Hut is bringing back a dining experience familiar to many 80s babies nationwide. Over 150 locations owned by Yum! Brands are being remodeled to reflect the chain's 1990s dining room aesthetic. The retro dining rooms are coming to a handful of Wisconsin Pizza Huts, including those in Rice Lake, Black River Falls, and Platteville. And the DNR is asking for public input as it updates its list of Great Lakes beaches ahead of the summer season. The DNR reviews the beach list each year to help determine which beaches receive water quality monitoring. Officials say the monitoring program helps local health departments test for elevated E. coli bacteria levels and notify the public if water conditions become unsafe. More information and proposed beach list updates are available on the DNR website. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Giants wrapping up their four-game series in Milwaukee today. The crew losing last night 1-0, despite a solid showing from Brewers lefty Robert Gasser trying to get a spot in the starting rotation.
Yeah, I mean, that's always the goal. At the end of the day, you know, you gotta put up results, and you know, the team's here to win games. Obviously, tonight was a tough one, but I feel like, again, that was a right step in the right direction. So hopefully, keep stacking some games and keep pounding the zone and limiting walks.
NFL interceptions dropped off last season for the Packers defense in 2025. What will it take to get more picks in 2026?
Yeah, you gotta seek the ball, man. I mean, it's so important to name the game after that. So you really gotta seek the football. Your mind got to be on the football at all times. You know, you got to dream about it. You got to sleep with it. You got to smell it. It's all types of stuff like that. The ball got to be on your mind all the time.
That's Packers safety Javon Bullard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today. An outside chance of a shower. Highs in the lower 80s. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms to become likely with lows in the lower 60s. On Friday, showers continue to be likely, perhaps a rumble of thunder as well, with highs in the lower 80s.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.